T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fresh off the home show and right back at home after being in Portugal, the whirlwind tour of Doug Oster, moments away, the curtain will come up. But let me just say, if you're the 10th caller, you get that $25 gift certificate from Sorgles. The number is 412-922-1020. So there's no place like home, huh?
Yeah, it was really wonderful to be traveling in Portugal. It's the second time I saw Portugal, but this time I got to take my son with me, who is going to be 40 in November, so it's not like I'm taking like a little boy along. Yeah, if he's 40, how old am I?
Well, you had him young.
Yeah, I was just a baby.
But I didn't realize.
I was just a baby when I had a baby.
I didn't realize.
But, you know, I was thinking a lot about it when we traveled together. I was there for a bunch of travel meetings and stuff like that for the company I work for, Colette Travel. And I'm not trying to sell you a trip with me, but if you're considering traveling, you should do it while you still can. And if you want tips on how to travel to these places, and again, it's just like I give garden tips to everybody, I would be happy to give you any kind of travel tips to do this cheaply. When I used to hear people say, like, oh, I'm going to Portugal, I'm going to Italy, I'm going to Spain, I used to think they were like millionaires or something. You know, how could they? But it's not like that. You can travel to Europe for the same price as going to the West Coast. And so Portugal just a magical place. And the first time I was there, which was like last April, the first place I saw was this park. And it's like an uphill park, a big, like that's where all the big events are. The Pope spoke there after we were there last year. But it, ironically, last year it was the first place I saw. And this year it was the last place I saw. And I was so excited. It's called the Edward the Seventh Park in Portugal, in Lisbon, Portugal, and I got to take my son and show him this park and how cool it was, and that was fun. And, you know, again, one of the fun things of traveling with my son is he's a real tech person, and he found us this place to eat in the city called Porto that was just unbelievable. I mean, just like I never could have found it. It's in these, you know, back streets, cobblestone streets, and when we were walking back uphill again, I just looked into this window and there was like this guy, like a real painter with a beret on, and he was like painting. He had a picture of a woman and he was actually painting a portrait from the picture just right there. Like, you know, in like a storefront kind of, you know, just that's where his place was. And just seeing all these things, that's the magic of travel. The only thing that's bad about it is your flights get screwed up, but you get that one day where you got to fly there, which is awful. But then by the next day, you feel fine. I flew in last night, and boy, my arm's tired. Sorry.
That's okay.
I had to throw that out there. But I feel pretty good today. It's, you know, the mornings are going to be good for a while, but then my body thinks it's 11 in the morning, so I'm doing okay. But you get to the end of the day, and you're like, oh, you can't do it. So just let me talk real quick about my travel stuff that's coming up, and then we'll go on to some good gardening stuff. So May, I'm going to Croatia on that private yacht. That's sold out. August, I'm going to stay in the country for the first time, and I'm doing a tour of the national parks. It's a 12-day tour of the national parks. There are a few seats left for that. I have been getting requests like, how come you're not talking about national parks on the radio? And I'm just like, well, there's just a few seats left. And then November, the latest one that I announced is Iceland, and it's selling fast. That's November. So Iceland is just, you know, again, that's I dream my whole life of going there. I'm so lucky that I'm able to do this. But all that stuff's on the website, DougOster.com. I have not even seen the garden yet. You know, I got home last night and I just, you know, wanted to hang with the wife. And she did give me a heads up that the magnolia is not looking good. When I left, my magnolia was budding and I was like, oh, I'm going to get to see it bloom. But with 23 this morning, I don't know. I'll look at it. I see that magnolia bloom maybe 1 in 3 years. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going out in the garden and I'm going to pick some daffodils. Now, there's a right way and a wrong way. And again, all this stuff's on the website if you need the information. You don't cut daffodils. You reach down to the bottom and you pull them up. It's called picking. And when you do that, at the bottom, you have kind of a solid, kind of like foamy bottom to the and they'll last a lot longer for you. When you cut them, they're releasing something that goes into that water when you put them in a vase that makes them degrade really quick. And it's a trick I learned from a guy. His name is Brent Heath. He runs a place called Brent and Becky's Bulbs, and it is a cool place. If you're looking for spring bulbs, you know, always at your local nursery first. But if you're looking for something, you know, that you can't get locally, Brent and Becky's is awesome. Yeah, I'm fine this morning. Another thing about daffodils right now that I'm doing is I'm recording where they are. We've talked about this before. So I know where to plant in the fall. That's a mistake we make, that you're just enjoying the blooms now and you're get to the fall and like, where am I supposed to plant? So I'm looking at the spots now where I'm going to plant. Early and mid-season is looks like finishing up, but there's still a lot of late-season daffodils yet to come. They've slowed down since I left. It must have been cool. And I also have a video at the website about what if your daffodils are not blooming, and all you're doing is you're splitting them up. You know, now actually, as soon as you know that for sure they're not blooming. That's what you're just kind of digging them up. But I show on this video at DougOster.com how to do it. Now, I got something really cool that I've never done before coming up on Thursday. At the Penguins game, between 6 and 7, they're having their whole night is called Sustainability Night. And so myself and my friends from the Davy Tree Expert Company, the team there, we're going to be giving away these wildflower seeds between 6 and 7. So if you happen to be going to the Penguins game on Thursday, come see us, and I'll have a few rare tomato seeds with me too. I'm sure Davey won't mind me giving those away. I want to get some of that weird stuff into your hands. We're in a place called Dick's Jersey Hall. And so there's one of those halls there in the arena. It's called Dick's Jersey Hall. That's where we'll be sitting. We'll be giving away these wildflower seeds. That's Thursday between 6 and 7. And, you know, one of the fun things about doing this show is hooking up with all the young gardeners. And so the producer who produces this show, Zach Moore, him and his wife are starting, you know, an early garden. And we've been talking a little bit about where to get the compost, what to do with the raised bed. And today he showed me all his seedlings that have come up already. He's got, you know, it's so funny because seeing those seedlings sprout up when you've never seen it before is just amazing. And as always, when you start out, you're putting four seeds into a little thing, assuming you might get one to sprout. Of course, like all of us, we do the same thing, Zach. You get four to sprout. And so now they've got four tomato seeds in these little containers in each one. I said, you got to put that down to one. So yes, this is the time to start peppers and tomatoes indoors. Zach also said, boy, those peppers take forever to sprout. Yes, they do. I always recommend with peppers, just, you know, if you're going to do this all the time, get one of those heat mats that you just you plug in and it puts a little bottom heat on there. As soon as they sprout, anything you use that heat mat on, as soon as they sprout, get them off the heat because they'll grow too fast. And of course, number one thing when you're starting seeds indoors, bright light source. You know, I know that I've talked about this over and over again, but if you're out there and you're thinking, you know, this year I'm going to do it, this year I'm going to start some seeds. You know, we're starting those seeds because we're saving money, but we're also growing these unique varieties. That's the thing that I love about it. You know, I've talked about my complete change of my tomato varieties this year. I'm not growing any of my favorites. I went with 10 new varieties from my friend Gary Ipsen at tomatofest.com because he's discontinuing these. So I'm growing like 10 brand new things. I've never seen them produced before, as opposed to my favorites that I are not a sure thing, but I know what I'm going to get. But there's something exciting about that for me. It's a new project, and so I'm going to get those going pretty quick. Usually my main tomato crop goes in about April 1st, but we'll start some earlier ones, and certainly time to get those peppers started. You know, I'm growing lots of different cool peppers, and it's just it's fun to see that little seed sprout and carry it all the way through the season. That's why I love when I talk to gardeners like Zach who are starting out, and I can kind of help them through the little things as we go along. But it doesn't take much, you know. You start the seed, you get it going, you got it under good light. When the time's right, you put it out in the garden. The three things that I'm always talking about: improve the soil, compost, compost, compost. Number two, know when the plant goes in the ground. You know, we know tomatoes and cucumbers and peppers, they don't go in until, you know, mid-May at the earliest. And third, don't let them dry out and you'll be fine. Coming up after the break, I've got an interview I did in Portugal with a priest, since we're on Palm Sunday here, Father Dennis Spritzley. It was a family of 15, and he was in charge of their garden. He went into seminary as a ninth grader. It's a really interesting story. When we come back, that's what we'll talk about, and I can't wait for you to hear his story.
All right, that's coming up in a couple of moments, so stay with us. It is The Organic Gardener, Doug Ostrander. If you have a gardening question, you're going to want to get in the loop now, 866-391-1020. All right, we need you to give us a call, 866-391-1020, because Doug wants to talk gardening with you, but he also wants to introduce...
Right. We will talk to you as soon as we're done listening to my friend Dennis Spritzley. There we go. I said it right. Met him in Portugal and thought his story about gardening was amazing. So this is what we came up with.
One of the fun things about traveling are meeting other travelers. And I had a great conversation with Dennis Spritzley, who is a priest from Michigan. And he started to tell me about his life as a child being in charge of the garden at the home with 15 children. And so we sat down in the lobby of the Turin Oporto Hotel in Porto, Portugal, to talk about his life in the garden. Tell me your first memories of being in the garden.
Well, that's the one I remember best, is I have no idea how old I was, but it was special to me that it was my dad, my mother, and I working together to provide for this family of 10 boys, 5 girls, even though we all weren't home at the same time.
And why was it your job to be in charge of the garden?
Well, that didn't happen until, I'm trying to see what, that youth impression of the garden, that was way before I fell into an assignment. In other words, the two older boys did the milking. Ronnie had calves and pigs. I had chickens and flower beds and garden. It was kind of what was left over fell to me.
And tell me about that planting together.
Well, it was just, I took pride in my dad digging the hole, my mother planting the eye of the potato, and I got to cover it up, and we knew there was going to be potatoes in the fall.
And tell me about the things that you grew.
We had strawberries, raspberries, green beans, yellow beans, beets, carrots, pumpkins in the fall. Oh, Hubbard squash. Part of my seminary education was paid for with Hubbard squash and apples from the orchard. This is 1960, 62 rather.
And this was not a fun garden. This was a necessity garden, right?
Well, it helped save money, I'm sure it did. But tomatoes, I didn't mention tomatoes. We had tons of canned tomatoes, yeah. Green beans, yellow beans, yeah, all those good veggies.
Did you have the same sort of therapeutic feeling that we do as just home gardeners, hobby gardeners, being, you know, what you were doing was important for the family?
And I didn't probably realize that much. It was just, to me, it was more of a bonding thing. And, you know, I entered seminary at ninth grade, and I would cry because I was leaving family and farm. And my mother would say, "Are you sure this is what you want to do?" And I said, "Yeah, but I love my family too."
What was the best part for you working in the garden?
When you weed, you got to be careful that you don't pull out the good with the bad. You know, that to me, when I was working by myself, that was probably the biggest insane.
And what did the family think of your role as the chief gardener at the house?
It was never announced as such. I don't think it was ever identified as such. I mean, the girls had laundry and bedding and all that stuff. We had the thing, they would put the underwear on the steps as you go upstairs, but the boys was always delivered to the room, and my one sister never quite got over that.
And what was your favorite thing to grow in the garden?
It wasn't potato, because they're kind of funny. I think I enjoyed beets and carrots, because you pull a carrot out, you know, you got something, and beets are so bright red, you know.
Tell me about tomato worms.
Well, I learned you're not going to get tomatoes unless you kill the worms, because they will. So that was interesting. So I used to pick them off, and then I said, "Why don't I just tear the branch off and just throw them aside, you know?" And that seemed to work. So, but I mean, tomatoes are funny, because the last few years that I've been trying to grow them nowadays, they get blotches on them, and I don't know what that's all about. We never had that when I was raising tomatoes.
So let's go back to beets and carrots. That's an unusual thing for somebody to think is the favorite.
I think it was more the color than anything, yeah. When my dad would have a businessman in to talk something, he'd have him down in the basement and have a cider with him, you know. And he would take great pride in pulling the curtain back and displaying all these canned goods that his wife, my mother, would can all these things.
And how did that make you feel, because you grew those things?
Very proud you're getting to my string. Oh, that's cute that you'd pick up on that. Yeah, I heard about that. I never witnessed it. But.
So was that the True Confessions of the Gardening Priest?
That's what
priest?
Actually where we did the interview. There were two priests traveling together, and Dennis, I took him into like a separate area outside the lobby. And that's what I said when we came back out from doing the interview. Like, that was a confessional for the garden. But, you know, I just love the story where you get your father's down in the basement, and he's giving a business person some cider, and he pulls back a curtain with all these tomatoes that have been canned by Dennis's mother, but grown by Dennis. And just, you know, he never saw this happen, but he heard his dad do this, and just the pride he had, and look at, you know, just pull back the curtain and look at all these tomatoes, and the pride that Dennis had from growing all that stuff. And that's just a story that replays itself over and over again in the gardening world, and it certainly does for me. You know, I the things that we grow that our families get used to, and I always talk about the salads that we do with in my garden with the mustard greens and the tatsoi and the arugulas and the dandelion greens and the flowers. That's what my kids want because that's what they grew up with, and it's just part of the whole gardening world. I cannot wait to get home. The first thing I'm going to do when I get home after the show is go out in the garden, pick daffodils, see what's going on, and enjoy some time outside.
866-391-1020. Now, this is your chance to go wall-to-wall with gardening questions as you, too, are starting to plan and plant. 866-391-1020. All right, number to dial to be on this program with Doug to get those gardening questions answered. 866-391-1020. Come one, come all. We are wide open on the phone lines. 10th caller wins a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's in Clinton, 412-922-1020. So can I plant anything now?
That's a great question. Yes. You know, of course, you should know this after 20 years of being across the console from the organic gardener. What do you think you would plant right now? Any guesses?
Tulips.
Never mind.
Never mind.
Potatoes. Too early for
okay.
Potatoes.
But what would it be?
It would be leafy greens, peas, you know, St. Patrick's Day. Oh, that's what I need to talk about. My St. Patrick's Day streak is over.
Yeah, you're in Portugal.
Yeah, but I thought I could find somebody in Portugal that would help me plant my peas. But that was the day we had the all-day meeting, although I did sneak out for a... Somebody told me about a flea market in Portugal, and I got my best gifts there, the gifts you bring back from the...
What'd you get?
I got a little thing for my wife. It's... I know she's Catholic. It's called... The painting is called, or the image is called, Ascension of Mary, which happened on August 15th, mm-hmm. which is our anniversary.
Oh, nice.
And so that was cool, and this amazing box. I mean, I don't know what it's made out. It's really heavy, like a jewelry box. And then all sorts of other cool stuff. So 40 years, my grandmother said, planting on St. Patrick's Day, it's gone. Well, planting peas right now, even though it's cold like this, will be fine. The thing is, we're always talking about the soil. You dig in the soil, you've heard me say this a million times before, if it sticks to the shovel, it's too wet. So if you can't get in the soil for planting these greens, lettuce, arugula, kale, also some root crops, radishes, beets, Swiss chard. This is all just some of the stuff we could start right now. But let's say you start digging and it's too wet. And again, we've gone over this a million times. But you know, somebody out there might not know this. You just throw a couple bags of compost down, you plant directly in that compost, and you're good to go. And so that's the way to get started right now. Tulips are planted in the fall, as fall bulbs. But I do have some questions that I've been getting on email. One I really liked was from Bonnie, and it's always, Doug, my husband put chopped up pampas grass as mulch on our garden, and since then it hasn't produced worth a darn. Is it toxic to the soil? Last year my zucchini did not come up, and the tomatoes were terrible. Pole beans were great. And something was eating my garlic, and then the garlic had spots like an insect was eating it. My garlic isn't even breaking ground yet. Help. So first thing, and again, this is something we've talked about before, but when you're having this kind of problem, first off, nothing wrong with putting that chopped pampas grass on there. That's not the issue. Something happened, though. Let's get a soil test from the Penn State Cooperative Extension. They're $10. You just go online. You can get them. I know, actually, that Sorgles has them. Other nurseries, too, have them. The same exact test. See what's going on with that soil, you know, before you get going in the season. The other thing, and we talk about it all the time, is improving the soil, you know. You can just, again, get some good compost. Put it into that bed. You know everything's going to grow in compost, and so that's going to be a great thing. I hope that she gets back to me about the garlic. I had another question for her about the garlic, and because, you know, the thing about garlic is it doesn't have many pests or diseases, but the ones it has are devastating. All right, Rob, we got a caller?
Yes, we do. Let's say hi to Kurt in Harmony. You're on with Doug Oster on the Organic Gardener on KDK. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning. Good morning, Doug.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I've got some columbine seeds here that I from the plants I grew last year. Do I need to freeze them and stratify them, or can I just plant them?
I think you can just plant them, but I'm going to have to double-check that. I'm with columbine, you know, they sprout under almost any conditions, even this late in the season, even if they did need some kind of cold treatment. I would just throw them in. You don't have anything to lose. I'll look it up, and we'll see if you know if stratification is something that's important for them. But I don't think for columbine it is. What color are they?
I'm trying to remember. I think they were like a white or a whitish blue.
Oh, that's awesome! And you saved them?
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm just looking it up now. Column seeds. They benefit from 4-week cold treatment, but it's not required. They'll sprout, okay. You know, when you see them in the wild. What got you into columbine? That's not grown as much as it used to be, and it's one of my favorite spring blooming perennials.
We were at the greenhouse that we go to up here north of Zilly, and they had them, and I saw. I have friends that live in Colorado. My daughter loves Colorado, and I'm like, yeah, I'll grow them, and they've done well here.
We actually do have a native variety that grows here in Pennsylvania, and look it up. It's really beautiful. It has, like, luminescent red flowers. And, again, you know, it'll drop seeds everywhere, and they'll come up year after year for you, and they'll spread around a little bit. There's lots of different cool columbines out there, too, that you know, doubles. There's one, I think it's called Nora Barlow, that's like purple and has like a double flower. Pretty cool, you know, and easy to grow. So, go ahead.
Yeah, they grow. I mean, because our soil here is so bad. but that's one of the things that grows here.
So what is it that got you started gardening?
My grandfather was a big gardener. My mother was, and I do what I can to keep the plants alive around here because Cindy's got the black thumb.
I hope she's not listening.
No, she's sleeping. And one of the things we argue about, Cindy and I, is when I trim our fruit trees, I call them water sprouts, the ones that grow straight up.
Yeah.
And I trim them off because I've never had them produce anything. And she's like, you butcher those trees. And, you know, I haven't killed anything yet, you know. And,
you know,
do the water sprouts produce, or?
They will eventually. But I think what you're doing is right. You want to, first off, the only reason to have a fruit tree is so you can pick the fruit. And eventually those water sprouts are going to get too tall anyway. And
right.
So tell her, I'm not butchering it. And since she's sleeping, I'm going to tell you what to say. Darling, pruning is a science and an art. And you can just take it from there.
Yeah. Your trip to Iceland?
Yeah.
You're going to love it there.
I can't wait. Like I said, since I was a kid, for some reason, I don't know if it was in school or what it was, but I've always had this fascination with Iceland, and now it's become a destination. I can't wait to go.
It's a wonderful country. Some of the friendliest people we've ever met. Everybody speaks English. And when we went there, we did a food tour of Reykjavik.
Wow.
And it was a walking tour. And I don't know if you could integrate that into your trip or not, but it was well worth the money, and you got to eat all the different kinds of food that they have there. We loved it there.
That's the thing about traveling. Well, hey, thanks so much for the call. It was great to talk to you.
Yeah, same here. Take care, dude.
Good luck on that columbine.
All right, short break. We'll come back on the other side. More of your calls, 866-391-1020. All right, here we go. Dan in Cleveland for Doug Oster on the Organic Gardener. Go ahead, Dan.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Doing great, Dan. Great to hear from you again. Another Clevelander. Another call from my friend in Cleveland, and I'm a Clevelander.
So I've got this lilac bush. Something is chewing on the inside of the branches. you know, not the outside like a deer would. They're living the outside like the tender branches. But
down low or all the way through the tree?
Not completely down low, you know, kind of like in the middle. I'll have to send a picture to you.
Yeah, send me a picture. It sounds like rabbits and also other little rodents that could climb up there and start chewing on it. What I would do, since we know something's chewing on it, you could use that kind of wire gutter guard for now.
Okay.
And just kind of wrap it around there, you know, and whatever it is, we'll figure out what it is. If you have dry weather, what you can do is just put a little flower down underneath the plant, and eventually you get the footprints in there, and you'll be able to figure it out that way. But some kind of physical barrier on the branches themselves, and I think the easiest thing is that, like, kind of metal wire gutter guard stuff. It's cheap, too.
Cool, thanks.
All right, Dan, send me a picture.
All right, here's Barbara up next for Doug on the Organic Gardener. Hey, Barbara.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have two questions, please. Around our home, which we've owned for over 35 years, we've had maybe 3 foot tall evergreens that lined the front of the house. I don't know which ones they are, but the deer love them, and the plumbers ruined them when a water line broke, and I need to plant across the whole front of our home. But I like something that blooms and gives us color for as many days, months of the year as possible. What do you recommend for, it's a brick, we have a brick home, what do you recommend that I plant in there to replace those evergreen bushes?
Is it full sun or shade?
It's mostly shade. That's the other problem.
Well, if you could keep the deer off them, you know, some type of evergreen azalea would be great, but you're going to have to spray it.
Yeah, I have an azalea and a rhododendron, and they are doing okay. I just put a netting over them. There are windows when you come to about 4 feet high, so I needed something that was going to be under that 4 foot height, and the azaleas and the rhododendron are too tall for that.
Well, actually, there are some smaller rhododendron is going to get too big, but there are some smaller azaleas, and they have all sorts of cool ones now with different colors and sometimes variegation in the foliage. That would be one idea.
A hydrangea. It was recommended by one of – do you have varieties
much,
now that bloom
much,
longer?
How much sun on the hydrangea, though? That's the thing. It needs more – would like morning sun.
It's not going to be morning. It's going to be from noon till, late afternoon, and then some pine trees from the neighbors cut off the sun the rest of the
afternoon. All right, so there is a type of hydrangea that I would recommend for there. The brand is called Invincible Spirit. It's pink flowers. It'll bloom anywhere. It's tough as nails. The deer will want to nibble on it. It's not their favorite thing, but they will want to nibble on the early buds, but it will continue to rebloom. That's a long-blooming hydrangea, and it's tougher than the one that is so hard for us to get to bloom is called Macrophylla, but it's the mop head. This Invincible Spirit and other hydrangeas from that family are much more reliable bloomers, and you can get varieties that will stay small, that will stay under those windows. I think that might be a winner for you. I have them growing in almost pure shade, and they bloom great. They bloom smaller, but since you do have some afternoon sun, you'll get the bigger you'll get the bigger blooms. Look up that Invincible Spirit, and there's Invincible Spirit 2, and go to this website called Proven Winners. And search hydrangeas and look through there. And you'll be able to find those, though, locally. Our local nurseries will all have those in stock. All right. Did you have a second question?
Yes. Fruit trees. I grew up with them. A damson plum tree I loved. And then we were thinking also of peach, apple, or pear. The smaller varieties, the dwarf trees. Do you have any recommendations for websites or nurseries that would be able, again, we have deer, so I know we'd have to protect them. It's about an acre of land, and it does get sun most of the day there.
Peaches will break your heart, okay? It's only one in 3 years. I would think pears, and right off the bat, Sorgles is the fruit tree expert. Hey, I'm going to try and squeeze another call in here real quick, so thanks so much. No?
We got less than a minute. Sorry about that.
Guys, I'm so sorry I didn't get to your calls. Please send me your question to DougOster.com, and I'll answer it today. I'm so sorry I didn't get to you. We started talking, going on here, but yeah, go to DougOster.com. All the information is there. Don't forget, I'm giving away some wildflower seeds on Thursday at the Pens game. Find me. I'd like to get them to you. And also information online at DougOster.com about daffodils, how to pick them, how to what to do if they're not doing what they're supposed to do, and how are we doing on time?
30 seconds.
Oh, what am I going to do for 30 seconds? Talk to you?
No, do your wrap.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that would only take 15 seconds.
Well, do it now.
Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
There he goes. Doug Oster, stay with us. News at 8, then the incredible edible egg. We're going to hop in and even decorate those eggs for the upcoming Easter holiday on the Coons Cooking Hour on KDKA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.